Welcome to I'm Screaming, a podcast for anyone who's ever felt like shamelessly screaming at the top of their lungs over a moment in pop culture.
Because sometimes pop culture can be scary and you just gotta let it out. Let's scream about it together.
Are you ready, Megan?
I'm ready, Giselle.
Great. Hello, Megan.
Hello, Giselle.
Here we are.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to us.
It has been a minute.
It has been a minute. Once again.
This is our intro more often than not these days, but we do set expectations.
We do.
That we are busy. I mean, for all the listeners, just understand that until yesterday, Giselle and I hadn't even seen each other for 2 whole weeks.
Which is crazy.
So, like, Giselle was out of town, and then when Giselle got back, I quite literally, when you landed, I think I left.
Yes.
And then when I landed, you left. And then I left, and then we both came back. So now we're back.
Now we're back.
In New York, happy as clams to be home. And happy as clams to be back on the mic.
Happy as clams to be back on the mic. Exactly, Meg. Yes, we're here. We're back. Meg was away. I was away. We were, you know, thriving apart, but missing each other deeply. Never really thriving if we're that apart.
No.
So happy to be back. And lots has happened.
Lots has happened.
I feel like there's, you know, even though the strike is upon us, is still happening, shows have been showing.
Shows have been showing. They you know, can't promote them, but shows have been showing.
Musicians have been musicking. Actresses have been returning to music because they have nothing else to do.
And certain people have been breaking SAG-AFTRA rules. Did you see that?
No. Who?
Selena Gomez.
What did she do?
Last night, I was at Taylor Swift trivia at Agave.
Yeah.
I got second place, by the way, out of 52 teams, everyone.
What kind of stuff did they ask, by the way?
Oh, my God. Okay, so the first round was people in her life.
Oh, wow.
So, which we got a perfect score on, and only 4 teams got a perfect score. we're out of our fucking minds is the whole thing. So it was like, who is the song Wonderland? After the bonus song Wonderland, like, who apparently got a tattoo removed that fans were thinking that, like, it was about them? And the answer was Diana Agron.
Oh, okay, yes.
There was a lot of Gaylor theory involved in this.
Got it.
Like, you have to be very online. And then the second round was, like, they'd play the song, and then you had to say the name of the song, and then you had to do the next line, which was...
Oh, wow. Okay.
Cake. Then the next the next round was harder. It was, like, 5 was, like, the theme, and it was, like, all of her track 5s, and then her 5th album, 1989. And we got tripped up because this was so fucked up, too. They asked about... It was, like... This song, like, My Tears Ricochet, like, Taylor has said, is based on, like, what Academy Award nominee from 2019? And it was Marriage Story, but they said from 2019, so I'm going in my head naming all the 2019 Best Picture nominees, and in reality, came out in 2019, 2020 Oscars, which was so fucked up.
Yeah, they need to specify.
You always need to specify that. Mm. And then the 4th round was... pictures of her music videos, and then the 5th round was just like general trivia. So yeah,
I love that you guys got second out of 52 teams.
They should do more. We should do more trivia. Actually,
it's yeah, so trivia fun. Is very fun. I'm very that feels very aligned to you, Taylor Swift trivia. I'm happy.
Well, you and I are very competitive, so whenever we do trivia together, it is.
It's very
focus up. We're in it.
We're playing
we're in
a
it
game.
To win it. Yeah. I think we got second at trivia one time.
Yes. No, we're very serious.
It was like a Marvel round. We crushed it.
Sorry to take us away from Selena Gomez, who's on our list. So I guess we should just talk about her in general. But like, tell me why she broke SAG-AFTRA.
Last night I was at Agave, and I'm like on my phone in between rounds, and I see she posted on Instagram this video, and it's behind the scenes of Only Murders, and it says missing and needing and added Only Murders Hulu. And I turned to my friends and I was like, is this allowed? I was like, I don't think she's allowed to do this.
And they she's definitely
like,
not.
No. And so she deleted it, but she didn't delete it for like 14 hours. And now it's in Variety. They were like, she violated SAG-AFTRA rules. I don't think she's well.
I mean, let's just speak. Number one, that I'm not shocked. Like, she's literally like not here with us. Like,
she's not on this planet.
She's not in the room with us.
No.
Speaking of her music, so Selena Gomez has made a return to music on the same day as Miss Cyrus, who we'll also speak about.
Yeah.
But her song was called Single Soon, I believe.
Single Soon.
Which is a stupid name. I'm so sorry. Number one, stupid name. Number two, she looked shockingly, not shockingly in the way of Selena Gomez is beautiful, but recently she has just looked vacant and not here with us. So in the music video, she shockingly looked present and actually very stunning, but the song is so incredibly boring and safe, I couldn't even listen to it anymore. I was like, Selena, what is this mess? This is not, look at her now, da 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 da, wiki wiki wiki. It's not giving hit. It's not giving banger. And Selena Gomez can't sing, but she usually can give us a banger. Like, I will be tuning into a Selena Gomez song. This song is boring, which, you know, not shocking. I am watching Only Murderers in the Building. I think I am one episode behind. I didn't watch maybe two at this point because I haven't seen this week or last week's.
Mm-hmm. It's next on my agenda now that I've caught up on
the shows. I mean, the thing about Only Murderers in the Building is that it's entertaining. This season is not giving me... It's funny because, of course, like, Meryl Streep and Paul Rudd are in this season. And Jesse Williams. Mm-hmm. More celebrities. But, you know, Selena Gomez, the characters are a bit funky. The plot's a bit weird. I'm like, I can't deal with this. But I'm going to watch still. But Selena Gomez is just not well. She's not well. She's besties with Nicola Peltz Beckham.
Always with them. Always with the two of them.
Always.
The Peltz Beckhams.
Always.
It's odd. Now, I don't hate the song.
Okay.
Have I been streaming it? Like, no.
Right.
But have I been streaming music that much the last, like, week? Not so much. I mean, it's like, you know, it's the usual, so it's like Benny Blanco produced it, I think. So it's just kind of like a dancey tune with lyrics that Selena Gomez didn't write. Do you want to know how many writing credits there are on? Do you want to guess? Guess how many writing credits are on this song?
7.
8.
Oof, I can't.
8 including Selena, which is a joke.
Right.
Sorry.
So 7.
Lots of love to her. It's fun, you know, it's in my playlist. If it comes on, I'm kind of listening to it.
Yeah.
But it's like, again, it's like, anyone could have sang this.
She's just phoning it in everywhere. Phoning it in.
It is weird. It's weird, like, I don't know. I'm just worried. I'm worried about her. I don't think she's well. It's the Only Murders post thing screams, like you said, not in the room with us, not tuned in. What is going on? Like,
no, it's dark.
What are we doing? What are we doing? It's just, it's kind of dark. I mean, it was like cute when her and Miley did the like cross promo on their stories.
Yeah.
I thought very nostalgic for us.
Which I assume was spurred on by Miley.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I can only assume because Miss Cyrus is giving promo for this fucking single.
Can I say it's kind of been bothering me?
Oh, no. I literally texted Megan Beard.
This
I was like,
weird.
What, there's one thing I'm going to do is love Miley Cyrus. I've been loving the content.
It's just weird to me because like a month ago, apparently she was in a cult and now she's like dropping this random single that's from Endless Summer Vacation, but like did no promo for that album when it came out 6 months ago.
Right.
It's just weird. It's like
it
there's
weird.
A lot of weirdness going on. It's like, and the song is nice and it's I also think it's quite plain and it's
it
and
is
it's fine.
The song is
like,
boring.
I get what the message is and it's like I think the interesting stuff about the promo she's been doing where she's talking with the iPad.
That's
like,
the interesting part to me.
Talking about like her schedule when she was Hannah Montana and how crazy it was and how like this is the reason why she's like not gonna tour because she used to do it all the time and and it was crazy, and it, you know, like, ruined her life in a lot of ways. Like, not ruined it, but, you know, like, took her life away from her. So, like, I get it. I get it. It's just, like, odd and feels weird to me that it's happening. You know what I mean? It's it's not bothering me. It's more just, like, I'm confused.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
Like,
I feel as though it's happening because everyone was like, Miley Cyrus, you're in a cult. Miley Cyrus, you hate your fans. And now she's like, I don't hate you. Here's literally a 30-part TikTok series of me talking about my life.
Literally. Which, like, did you see that, like, who was it? Was it Diane Keaton commented or something?
Oh, I
love it. And was like, oh, like, I love this song. And Miley, like, tweeted, and she was like, wait, where is this? I need to... It was like... Thank you so much. This is why I wrote this song, for, like, you to give me a shout out, basically. It's just, like, her comments and, like, her tweets and stuff just feel half the time, like, I think we've talked about this. Oh, yeah, no. It was Adele.
Not Adele.
Adele talking about Miley Cyrus at her show tonight and how she's obsessed with hashtag used to be young. She calls Miley a legend and mentions how she's always been a big fan. Miley posted, at Adele, I thought of you often while writing this song. Always hoped that you would love it. This means the world to me. I love you. Mission accomplished.
I mean, there is not a singular doubt in my mind that Miley Cyrus has not touched her social media in five to seven years.
But she needs to get a better copywriter, because this person
is tweeting
like a bot, like literal bot.
Her Instagram is also extremely bot-like. Yeah,
it's just.
So Miley Cyrus is not with us. Which is why I'm kind of obsessed with the little videos. Because it's, like, the only time I know that I'm, like, communicating somehow with Miley Cyrus. Like, literally every other form of her is not real. So, like, these little videos, I'm like, hee, like, happy to see you, Miley. Won't see you for another, like, 5 years. But, like, loving this.
It's just, it's
her
and so
Miley and Demi, or her, Selena and Demi are all giving, like, unwell. Demi doing the whole re-record rock versions of her old songs.
The girls are not okay. This Ariana Grande 10th anniversary of Yours Truly, like, meeting the fans, like, did you see the rolling down of the car window and, like, the video from the front? It's like, Ariana, we get it. It's damage control. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, because you had an affair with a married man. Like, it's just, also, did you hear the rumor that Selena Gomez broke her hand?
No.
And basically, like, she's like, broke my hand and so I guess it's not a rumor. Broke my hand and had surgery. I don't care about selling anything. I'm just happy to make music with my friends.
It's so dark.
Literally had to have surgery.
The thing about it is that there has not been one Disney Channel original star that has done it like Zendaya Coleman. I'm sorry. The girls are not out here doing it like Zendaya Coleman. While the fucking SAG-AFTRA strike is happening, you know what Zendaya Coleman's doing? Hanging out with her little boyfriend and fucking building things in Oakland.
Literally giving back to the community. Playing basketball with little kids in Oakland.
Like, please. No one is doing it like Zendaya Coleman.
Absolutely not.
And, like, these are what I need the girls to do. Please. Please.
It's just, the girls are just not all right. It's so wild.
I worry about Demetria, truly.
Demi with the rock re-records. And I mean, like, that's a little bit more interesting than what Ariana Grande is doing, I think. Like, I haven't even listened to the re-recorded, like, version of the album or whatever it is. But I did see that people were saying that, like, it sounds like Wicked fixed her voice in the sense of, like, now she enunciates.
Yeah, definitely. It has.
Which is, that's great. That's fantastic. Like, love to hear that.
I'm not going to lie. I love that album. Like, I love Yours Truly, and I'm enjoying...
Oh, my God. There are bangers on it.
I'm enjoying the re-records, but we didn't need it.
It's just, like, it's all really interesting to me.
Yeah, I mean... I do feel as though now that the girlies are hopping on the re-record train, like, you say that Miss Swift is going to make each one of these a moment, but I'm like, is she kind of like, okay, like, now it's, not, she's going to do it all, but, like, is she going to be like, okay, like, the girlies are doing what I'm doing now, so I'm going to, like, be done? You know what I mean? You think she's going to
she's going to do all of them. But we'll be done with this by this time next year. We'll be done with hers. 100%.
Yeah.
Hand to God, like, if I'm wrong, like, strike me down. But I mean, I think she knows it needs to be done, like, also
it needs to
soon,
be done.
Too.
Yeah.
We have 1989 coming in October, and then I think Rep early next year, debut in the spring. Done.
Yeah, I think it's time to be done.
Finito.
Everyone needs to,
like... But, I mean,
to,
it's
like,
just, like, sorry, like, not even to, like, get on a bandwagon here, but it's, like, it's so interesting that these, like, clients of Scooter Braun...
Of course.
...or former clients of Scooter Braun are doing these re-records right now, and it's, like... I get it with Demi. It's like, okay, interesting. You know, like, she's always had a rock vibe. She's saying she always wanted to lean into it, but she was kind of forced to be more pop. Interesting. Interesting to hear, like, these songs kind of, like, reimagined in a way. Right?
But it's, like,
But it's, like, Taylor Swift is doing it for, like, she has an actual, like, reason.
No, totally.
For people to get behind it. That's, like, making, devaluing her old albums, right? Like, this is not what Ariana and Demi are doing. Like, it's not going to devalue the old albums.
I
don't think. To this extent.
No. It's also with Demi. It's just, like, a little bit, like, a little too late. Like, we gotta, like, Demi has to, like, be completely different and do her own thing. And, like, I don't know. I feel like Demi's always relied on, like, looking back to the past. Obviously, she's been through a lot of extremely tragic things. And, like, you know, that's part of who she is now. But, like, I was such a big fan, as we all were in our olden days. And, like... It's enough. Like, we need to be new artists. Like, with so many of the people we're talking about today, like, we need to exist in the future. Nostalgia has been a thing, but I feel like people are getting tired of it. Like, I don't know.
It's like the thing
I'm
with
bored.
Like it's like with reboots and, like, you know, IP and all that stuff, right? It's the same thing with, like, shows and movies, right? Everyone's getting tired of the same old, right? We, like you said, we leaned into the nostalgia for so long because the world fucking sucked, right? And the world still sucks, like, outside of, you know, like, the things you enjoy and your friends and everything. And it's like, okay, like, we gotta, like, move on. We gotta, like, exist in reality here. We can't, like you said, live in nostalgia. We gotta look to the future and, like, figure out what's next. And I don't think anyone, not anyone, but I don't think anyone we're talking about knows what to do, like, knows how to reinvent themselves in this new way. Not that they have to reinvent themselves, but how to, like, bring themselves into this, like, new era and, like, capture our attention again. Like, you know,
we saw the Jonas Brothers, another thing on our list.
Yeah.
And, like, disclaimer, it was obviously, we had a very good time. It was very
fun. Oh, yeah, we had so much fun.
Like, we love the Jonas Brothers, of course. My first time seeing them, absolutely peaked at different moments of the concert. But, like, this is a case of a group that does not need to play their whole entire discography. Like, we need to play the hits from each album and just, like, really play the whole songs, blow it out, like, play the hits and be done. Like, It was a little too long, weirdly paced, and
poor, oh my god,
a bad venue for
paced.
Them. I'm sorry, Yankee Stadium was not a good venue for
them. We got a shit venue, unfortunately. Like, I've been seeing some of these other ones, and they're indoor, and they're a little bit more contained, and, like, definitely, like, I was intrigued by the Yankee Stadium of it all after the fact. Never again.
Never again.
Never again. It's an awful venue. Acoustics were bad. It was it's too big, like, wide. It's just
the screens they set up were bad.
There were basically no screens. Yeah. It was crazy. But yeah, I mean, like we said, like, we had so much fun dancing to the hits. Like, I knew fucking every word to every song. Like, it's just, like, it lives in my brain, right? But, like, yeah, really poorly paced, really, like, almost too literal with the five albums one night situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it can be, like, the Jonas Brothers were doing our whole, like, you know, it didn't have to be that, and it was far too long, like, for them. It and the intermission was stupid, and it was, you know, they're cute and they're good and they sounded great, and but it's interesting. Like, the tour is interesting for sure.
Yeah, and I think it's just, like, the reason that people like Beyonce and Taylor Swift are, like, the greats and the best we have in the business right now is because, I'm sorry, people are continuously trying to do what they're doing, and, like, no one is doing it. Like, no
Quite
one.
Literally.
Like, no one is doing the tours like these women are doing it. Like,
it really just makes me laugh that, like, the Jonas Brothers saw all the fanfare for the Eras Tour and for Renaissance that's been going on for the last almost 6 months at this point. And they thought, we could do that.
Literally.
They just immediately said, we should do that.
We should
do that. wait, should we do that?
And they did.
And they think that they're iconic enough.
Yeah.
To do that. Like, they're doing surprise songs at every show now. And it's like, I know that's not a concept that Taylor Swift invented, right? Like, obviously not. Like, especially, like,
which they didn't get for us, actually. Rude.
No, we didn't get one. They did Play My Music from Camp Rock the other night. I'm fucking pissed, right? No.
Yeah, literally upset.
But it's like, in the, you know, like, back before, like, everything was, I feel like everything is so structured now at concerts. Like, you can't kind of deviate too much because of timing, because of production, whatever. And so it's like, but, like, previously, I feel like it was just like, oh, like, let's do this. Let's play this song tonight kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like playing this song tonight, or, like, let's throw this one out there that I haven't done and, like, whatever. So it's just interesting that, like, I know there are fans definitely fighting online, like, how dare the Jonas Brothers, like, steal this from Taylor Swift. And it's like, she did not invent, like, playing a different song every night. Like, let's be fucking for real. But also, it's just, like, it's so funny the way that they're, like, the way that they've been hyping this tour up. Also, our sweatshirt or our shirts, like, still have not shipped. So
will we ever get them?
Will we ever get them? Because basically, you guys, we couldn't get in. Like, the line was just too long for merch.
We thought we were
so
hacking.
We galaxy brained it. Well, not galaxy, but we thought we were galaxy braining it.
Literally.
And we were like, let's order them online. And so we sat in our seats with our beers and we ordered two shirts and they still haven't shipped. So,
which is rude. Rude of them.
Which is, like, almost 3 weeks ago at this, or more than 3 weeks ago at this point. So, very disrespectful of them. But, listen, I mean, they're probably going to make a lot of money on this tour. Like, they've been adding dates. So, like, good for them, you know.
It is fun. Like, it's very
fun. It's so
fun.
Like,
but, like, to be critical,
is amazing.
It could have been better.
Yeah.
Better and, like, done. And they're probably going to get better as it goes along because they're going to see feedback and whatever, but, like...
100%. But, yeah, like we said, like, the structure of it was so weird. Like, they went in order of the albums when in reality they really should have, like, ended with a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And, you know, had the hype of the first of the Jonas Brothers album, like, in the first half along with, like, maybe Happiness Begins, and then have Lines, Vines, and a little bit longer in
it
the
second half. It was literally
me,
you, and Vera singing Happiness Begins songs. Like, no one around us knew them.
And it's like, why are we doing ballads 5 minutes before the show ends? Like, we have to be going, and, like, keeping the, especially at a 3-hour show, you have to be keeping the audience awake. People were bored by the end. And then they ended with Leave Before You Love Me, which, like, I guess is one of their biggest radio hits. But, like, come on. Close with Burning Up.
Right.
Be like, serious.
Be so serious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Sucker. Anything. Like,
yeah.
Literally anything. But Jonas Brothers, if you're listening to this, take our feedback and make it better. There we go. But it was very fun. But, yeah, I think, like, honestly, to round up, like, the girlies of, like, basically the Disney people. Like,
I know.
Miley, Demi, Selena, the Jonas Brothers, some Nickelodeon thrown in with Miss Ari, like... they are all giving chaos right now, and I feel like this is
who
just
else
like,
is giving chaos, Giselle? Your former crush.
Oh. Yeah, oh my god. Literally how, like, fucking out me, Meg. I did have a crush on Mitchell Musso.
Everybody had a little crush on Olipop.
Olipop. And this is giving some, like, Orlando Brown shit.
Yeah.
Like, he was Mitchell Musso, if you guys don't know and you're not as online as us, Mitchell Musso was arrested this past week for shoplifting, correct?
Yep. Yeah.
Which is just like, oh, and another thing on this Mitchell Musso train, on just
he
like
he stole a bag of chips.
Like, all these child former Disney Channel stars are like either shoplifting and going to jail, or like making podcasts that I don't want to listen to anymore. I'm sorry, Allison Stoner. Like, I don't like not to be that way, but like, I know that being a child star was hard, and I know that you were taken advantage of, and it's very upsetting, and it's like, I get it, but like, I'm sorry. Like, Christy Carlson Romano already did this. Jeanette McCurdy already did this. Like, I don't need another podcast about how being
been
a child
there.
Star was hard.
Been
I'm
there,
sorry.
Done that.
Like, this generation is just, like, they're all spiraling.
Mm-hmm.
Shoplifting or making podcasts, one or the other.
It's, it's just so funny because, like, I guess we did just talk all about, like, Ari and Selena and Demi, and I mean, who knows what's going on with them and Miley and whatever, but, like, then it could, you could be Mitchell Musso, right? So it could be worse, like, public drunkenness, like, stealing a bag of chips, like, I hope he's well. Like, that's literally sad. It's really sad, and, like, it is, but it is just a bit tired. Like, I know, obviously, it's, like, you can't help, like, if you have trauma, like, it's just gonna, like, you know, manifest in different ways, but yeah, again, it's just the nostalgia thing. It's like people are leaning into it. It's that Wizards of Waverly Place rewatch podcast. Like, what? Who needs that?
Yeah, there's
with like
the
Jennifer
fucking
Stone and the dad. Like, they can't like, even can't even make it anymore because it's against SAG rules. Like, what are we doing here?
The Full House podcasts, like two Full House podcasts. Like, I just, yeah, I can't. It's. And I mean, like, this is the thing.
I'm bored.
It's like,
I'm bored, to be honest.
No, I'm really bored. I'm really bored.
I want something fun and new on TV, in music, like, you know, from these girls. Like, I want something interesting.
Yeah.
And
no,
just,
I mean,
all of this just isn't that interesting to me.
No, it's very boring.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of more things that are nostalgic, because that's all that fucking is happening these days.
Quite literally.
Moving on to shows. We finished a lot of shows, actually.
We did.
To speak first on something that the series has ended, segueing from Disney into something Disney Plus.
Yeah.
High School, the musical, the show, the series has ended. And mm-hmm. the thing that's so funny about this show is that over the last 3 years, 4 years, how long has the show
been?
Yeah,
4 years. Actually, I think it was like 3.5 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, 3.5 years this show has been on. Meg and I have kind of like made fun watched it, but mm-hmm. also like have seen the literal whole entire series. And like, we were on the Olivia Rodrigo train before Driver's License because of the show.
I was gonna say, it really did give us a leg up when the Driver's License phenomenon took
yes.
over the world, because we had been watching it and understanding what was going on behind the scenes.
We understood the Joshua Bassett lore of it all. It's prompted us to be Sophia Wiley stans.
Absolutely.
We
forever.
Like, it is very Megan Giselle coded, this show.
Yeah, completely.
And after 3.5 years, it has ended. This season was, finally, Olivia is no more. She is not in it at all. No cameos, no Nene. We're done. Which allowed our queen, Sophia Wiley, to fully take the stage, as she did in season 3, which slayed to me. Season 3
yes.
being one of the best seasons, in my opinion, because it was so fucking chaotic. And they had Camp Rock songs and fucking Frozen. It was good. So, you know, so also, stupid. I mean, they had a field day with this season. The writers, the creators were just like, we're fucking cussing. We're talking about sex.
Yeah.
They're making out every time.
Same sex, like lesbians and
cheating,
gays,
scandals.
Everything. Let's
cheating
go.
Scandals.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Like, truly, it was deranged. And they also, the plot of it was like High School Musical 4 is airing while they're doing High School Musical 3 songs, because they're putting on High School Musical 3, the play. Corbin Blue and Lucas Grabeel and Monique Coleman trying to make checks. Like, I also, that girl who was like, her name's Kylie, I think, in real life. The one who was supposed to be like the star who came in to play.
Oh my God, yeah. She really makes me think of that girl, Sophia Carson. She,
yes,
like, looks
and
exactly
she,
like her.
I have done research, and she is going to be the new star of the new Descendants. They're making a new Descendants.
Oh, of course they are.
And she's going to play like Red, which I guess is like
Little Red Riding.
I don't know. But Brandy, like the Brandy, and the man who played whatever, her, the Prince
Charming.
Oh,
yeah.
They're going to be in it.
They're going to be in
which
it.
Which is iconic, actually, of Disney.
That's so iconic.
That's the nostalgia I want, please.
Yeah.
But yeah, the show was insane. It was deranged. Sophia Wiley's still a star. Like, love our alto queen. Like, love our
I did
diva.
Notice. I did notice that they took down some of the notes for her.
Yeah.
Because she really is an alto queen. I love her.
Yeah, she's not a singer. She literally did not sing before this show. She's not a singer, but she's a great dancer.
She can hold a note.
She's a star. Yeah. Sophia Wiley, more of her, please.
She's literally still 19. It's so
Joshua
ridiculous.
Bassett, I'm sorry, also a star. I love him. You don't love him?
He made me laugh this season.
I just think he's so silly. He's silly.
The stakes felt really high. Like really high. Like, yeah. They felt like adults, and I'm like, they're literally in high school. Like,
yeah, it was like they're in love forever. Like, that was basically, like, the way it was going. Like,
I think, like, someone asked the showrunner, and they were like, yeah, like, Ricky and Gina got married eventually. It was like, guys.
He was literally in love with Nene, like, last year. Like,
quite literally. I know they tried to do so much revisionist history because Olivia Rodrigo decided she was done. Because, like, obviously, Ricky and Nene would have been endgame if she had stayed on the show, if driver's license had not happened, if she had not popped off. But it was just, I said to Giselle earlier, like, I have so many questions. Like, why was Gina's mom so mean?
Gina's mom was literally
why terrible. Didn't they let Sebastian be in the play anymore? Like, did he stop going to the school? Like, what happened to him? Because he can sing and dance really well. Like, why was Big Red in, like, Egypt or whatever, wherever he was? And then it's like, he's bisexual and Ashlyn's bisexual. And it's like, I'm like, this is, now we have Tony Award nominee Julia Lester, like, playing Ashlyn. And I'm like, get her out of here. Free her. Like,
literally
she's
free
too
her.
Talented for this. And then they cast her as Martha in High School
Musical. I know, truly terrible.
I was like, this is so tragic for her. But then she had this coming out story, and then now she has a girlfriend, and it's, like, all nice. And then there was the whole thing with, what's her name? Dara Renee.
Yeah, who's also going to be in the new Descendants, I've learned.
Courtney. Who, like, where it was, like, she has anxiety, she goes to therapy, but, like, she doesn't know what she wants with college, and then she also has stage fright.
But then they tried to make it, like, a black thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like I was sitting here watching that episode today where she sings with the choir at the school. And, like, I'm like, okay, like, so all these students are black, so we're making it a thing where it's like,
right. She's
not
gonna
go to
Princeton, Ivy League or
she's gonna
HBCU.
Go
like, I was like,
to school with all the black people.
I, like, was like, what? And then, like, the whole high stakes thing of, like, Gina getting cast in the movie. And that they were gonna go to this was fucking deranged to me when they were like, the movie is filming in fucking New Zealand, and then Gina, like, nobody Gina, like, says on national TV that it's actually gonna film in Utah. And the girl's like, you got guts, kid. I'm like, not
and
this.
It's like, it's not as if we did a time jump and, like, High School Musical 4, because the thing is that Gina, our Queen Sophia Wiley, gets cast in High School Musical 4.
Because that other girl is bad.
Terrible actress.
She can't act.
She's an influencer, but she can't act.
But she can sing, which they made a point to say.
So Gina, like, is in High School Musical 4, and she's the star. But then, like, the movie doesn't come out. They just, like, wrap filming in, like, a week.
Yeah, literally. Because Gina's like, we can do this.
She's like, yeah, we can wrap it really quick so that we can do the musical. Like, yes. And then she's like, oh, my gosh, like, In the middle, I really felt like I was like, did I miss an episode? Like, we just are jumping around.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like,
as that show always does.
To New Zealand, and then Ricky sings a song, and it's like, oh, God.
I love you, like, we're forever and a day, or whatever the song was. Like, forever and, I don't even know, high school and forever plus forever.
And,
like,
her mom hates him, and she's like, sorry, she's going to New Zealand with Mac.
Yeah,
the child star.
The mom wants her to date Mac. I'm like, what?
It's so weird. It's all so stupid. And, like, I was happy that the teacher and the teachers got together.
Yeah,
at the end.
Loved that.
We were wanting that. And then what else? I mean, like,
I couldn't deal with them read the, like, them, the revisionist history when they did that song and they were, like, going back to all the moments in, like, the first few seasons that, like, Ricky and Gina were, like, almost together just to, like, make us think that, like, the writers, like, planned this
all along. They were planning this.
Like, I don't get me wrong. I loved Rena.
Yeah.
Loved Rena. But it wasn't canon. Okay.
It was not canon. Like we are not, we, maybe like
EJ and Gina were canon.
Yes, we wanted EJ and Gina.
I liked EJ in the end.
I actually found our text messages from the time that they got together at the end of season 2.
We were lit.
We were so
excited. But she wasn't old enough to have them kiss in the end of season 2, remember?
So they ran at each other and then it went to black.
But then in the next season, she was 18, so they could have them
kiss. They could kiss, yeah. And then they like barely got to have a relationship because the whole time in the background, it was like Ricky pining after Gina because that was when Olivia Rodrigo decided, I'm done, cut the cameras dead ass, I'm going
to
be a pop star.
And EJ was never bad to her. Like, it was wild. It was wild. One of my favorite parts of the season was when EJ literally looked at Ricky and was like, don't fucking hurt Gina. I won't forgive you. I was like, come on.
EJ coming fight over back my girl. To like play Coach Bolton and like.
And with the beard in college, I said, this is absolutely deranged. Deranged. But I was sad. I cried at the end, as you did too.
Oh my God, absolute.
I would have low-key loved another season. I'm sorry. I would have.
I mean, it's just sad for them. Like, Disney Plus is just a sinking ship a bit. Did you know Ahsoka is currently airing on Disney Plus?
Wait, what?
Yes. I think there's been like 4 episodes.
Oh my.
See? Rosario Dawson.
But they can't even fucking promote it.
I know, which sucks because it was already going to be an uphill battle, you know? Anything to do with Star Wars or Marvel that stars a woman is just doomed to failure.
Yeah, I mean,
oh God.
It's dark. It's really dark for those franchises right now.
I fully texted you, I think, before I started this last season of High School Musical, and I was like, am I about to just binge this and then cancel my Disney Plus subscription?
Like, what else are we using it for?
Oh, God. It's just like, it's so silly.
It's bad. I don't know. Speaking of something else that's bad is, and just like that, everyone, that happened.
That happened. It was a fever dream. It's over. It's getting a season 3.
It's getting a season 3 because we're all basically hate watching it. Like, yeah, we all love all to hate it. Like, thesis statements of season 3, Charlotte York, our fucking queen. The best,
icon of the century.
The best part of this show, and I literally never thought I would say that, but Charlotte York is the best part of the show. Charlotte is queen
and
mother.
Harry, I know we had to like throw Harry under the bus a little bit this season to like give Charlotte her moment of like catharsis, yelling at her family, but you haven't watched the finale yet, but he's so sweet in the finale. Like, he's love. Like he's trying, like she says to him, she's like, all I'm asking from you is like to pitch in a quarter of what I've been asked to do or expected to do as a woman. Like, just do it. And he's like, okay.
Like, literally, Harry icon.
Because they're the best.
Yeah, Harry and Charlotte icons, like, obsessed with them. Yeah. Miranda. They've ruined her. It's sad to watch a character that was so, like, had such a, like, moment in, like, recent years before the...
Oh, yeah.
Like, everyone was like, no, like... Team Miranda. Like, Miranda is the icon. And then now they've ruined her.
It is sad. It's really sad. And I mean, like, she kind of turns over a new leaf in this finale a bit. Like, she has a heart-to-heart with Steve.
Yes, I saw that.
And there's, like, a new woman. This, like, person she works with. And Che, like, apologizes. But, like...
Fuck Che Diaz.
Honestly, and I love Carrie Bradshaw forever, but, like, fuck Carrie for not standing up for Miranda in that moment, for inviting Che to her dinner party.
Right.
Also, Che sits next to Carrie, and Miranda sits on the other end of the table. Like, are we so for real right now? Like, Miranda's Carrie's best friend. Is Carrie's best friend. Like, I know Samantha, I know Charlotte's there, but it's always been that Miranda is Carrie's best friend. Like, she would not let that happen.
She would not. Carrie would literally, like, run out and, like, comfort Miranda, but, like, no. It was, they're ruining our queen.
But that's also why we need Samantha in the show, and it's why the show, like, inherently doesn't work without Samantha. Like,
no, it doesn't.
Like, it works to an extent of that we can hate watch it and, like, get some giggles out of it, but, like, and I'm not saying that the Samantha scene in the finale worked at all. It didn't. It was... I mean, if we hadn't known about it, it would have been a little...
It would have been fucking iconic. It made the whole season worth it.
Yes. But the fact that we knew about it and then that was all it was... Like, we knew it was a phone call, but it was just so, like... it's just so random because, like, there was this whole, the whole rift in season one where, like, they weren't getting along or they weren't talking, and then all of a sudden they, like, connected at the end of the season, and it's like they're in that good of a place again that Samantha was just gonna, like, fly overnight to, like, attend this dinner party, like, right. And Carrie was, like, surprised because she didn't invite her, but, like, they're on that good. It's just weird, and obviously it comes spurs from the Kim Cattrall drama, and, like, it was, you know, fun to see her back on the screen, but, you know, we're not getting her in season three, I don't think, unless a miracle occurs, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think done. If HBO Max and our queen SJP knows what's good for them, like, I think we need to, this needs to be the last season. I think we need to tie up some loose ends, have a little bit of fun, and then be done. Like,
because otherwise it's just going to run, like, longer than Sex and the City, and it's going to, like, ruin our lives.
Yeah, literally. But, like, the thing about it is, like, it's probably the only thing on HBO Max, like, making money right now.
Oh, my God. It's people are watching it. People are streaming. It's amazing. Yeah, no. I mean, Thesis, Che sucks. Get rid of
Aiden,
them.
Aiden, trash.
I'm so sorry. Aiden, canceled. 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 What do you mean wait for me for 5 years? Fuck you, Aiden.
Literally. Aiden,
her husband canceled. Dropped dead in front of her. She's not waiting 5 years for you. Goodbye. I love Seema.
Yes.
Poor Naya just gets the shit end of the stick always, but that's because apparently the actress was filming the morning show alongside. Which, did you see the trailer? This new season looks really good.
Okay, I have to get back on my morning show back.
Yeah. And then the whole LTW miscarriage thing was really dark.
Yeah, they just did a weird thing with her character this season. Like, they really tried to make her more relevant, but then her plot lines were weird.
And then it's, like, on a show that is a successor to Sex and the City, a progressive, like, for its time, to an extent, you know, whatever, controversial show. Like, you're not even going to say the word abortion.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was just, like, it felt a little icky, and I think it was kind of, like, people kind of just ignored it because it was weird.
It was very weird. Ugh. And, I mean, another show that finally, everyone, finally, I watched The Summer I Turned Pretty. Finally. I'm here with all of my sisters in Christ. I am here. And Meg, how did you feel about season two?
Oh, well, you know, it was a tough season for us con heads, you know, us team Connie babies. But I do that.
Jer Bears rise.
Giselle is Team Jeremiah, everyone. I mean, listen, you're not alone. I do feel like because the show, I think.
You said
that. Did I tell you that I.
You think Jenny Han loves Jeremiah or something like that, right?
No, I think she loves to be, like, to make it twisty and, like, trying. Now that she has this big new audience for it, I think she's enjoying kind of the back and forth. But she knows what she's, like.
She knows who the
end game is. I have read the books. I read the books back in high school, I think. And then literally last week, I just, like, read all of them on my flights.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, last Sunday or whatever, I read the first one. Because they're literally, like, they're 250-page books. I know I'm a speed reader. But also, the font is so big. And it's, like, really just, like, you can't even, you just fly right through them. So I read them over the course of a couple of days while I was traveling for work. And I really do feel, and maybe this is just because I'm a 29-year-old woman reading books that are written for, you know, 15-year-olds, but I do feel like the show is better.
Okay. Yes, Jenny.
I feel like Conrad is even easier to love in the show.
Oh, wow.
He's a bit more, like, annoying and, like, closed off than he even is in the show in the books. And Jeremiah's given a lot more to do. Belly is certainly as insufferable.
Belly is Public Enemy number one.
The thing is, it's like, yes, okay, it's fun to be Team Con or Team Jer, but the thing is, we are all Team Belly for jail.
Yes.
Go to jail, Belly.
Yes.
Because what do you mean over the course of 4 days when at the beginning you were pining over Conrad? You decide, and now you love his brother.
Yeah.
And not to mention, it's only been a month since their mother died. And so you're going to string the both of them along all week and then kiss one of them on the other's car. knowing. It's just, it's so messed up. It's so sick and twisted. She's an evil young woman. I think.
She's evil. Belly is evil. Belly is evil. Team Taylor.
Yeah. Team Taylor and Steven. I mean, Taylor and Steven are fun. I like that. That's not in the books. So
love that.
I mean, it is briefly, but it's like not really a thing in the books. And yeah, and like the aunt's not a thing in the books. So that was, you know.
Hated the aunt.
Yeah, that was an addition. Like, I was actually surprised at how accurate it is to the books, the show, just because I haven't read the books in so long. So like details, I just kind of forgot. But yeah, it was so interesting rereading them. But definitely season one better than season two.
Yeah,
looking
definitely.
Forward to season three where everything goes off the rails. Buckle up, it's gonna be fucking insane. I can't wait.
I mean, here we go. Yeah, season two, I mean, watching them both basically back to back.
Yeah.
Season one.
In like 2 days.
Yeah, season one had me gripped.
My queen.
Gripped. Mm-hmm. Season two, I was kind of like, nothing is happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're fighting for the house. We lose the house. We
also,
have a party
like
in the
summer,
house.
But it's like 4 days.
Right, like, is Belly going to fucking volleyball camp or no? Like. She
The volleyball of it all. Get it out. I don't care.
Like, truly tragic. The flashbacks, like all of it. I was like, bring them on back. Like,
it's just a mess. Yeah.
I love their mom, and they like she barely was in it this season. It was
I
sad.
Know. I know.
I don't care about Cam Cameron.
Too.
I'm sorry.
He's really only in the first book. So they like the actor, I'm sure. I think
yeah.
They're all friends, so they want to keep the crew together. But yeah, it was. I mean, it's a fun little show. I hope you know. I
also,
mean, like, I hope.
I kept a secret from
soon,
you.
So, what?
On my plane ride to Arizona and back, I watched EXO Kitty. Because you know that planes stress me out, so I needed to watch something so, like, silly.
Calming. Yeah.
Silly. Another Jenny Han original. Yeah. And once again, as you said, Jenny Han enjoys being an emotional terrorist.
Oh my god, absolutely.
Because I don't think you're going to watch EXO Kitty. You don't need to, trust me. It got
a
season
two.
Getting
a second season, yeah.
But basically, in the span of that show, Kitty, who's Laura Jean from, you know, To All the Boys I Loved Before, her sister, she's obsessed mm-hmm. with this man, Day, in South Korea. The mom also went to school at the school in South Korea, so she goes to the school.
God.
And fucking Aiden, whatever his real name is, he's the dad, and he's also a terrible actor in this show, too, don't
Sean
worry.
Sean Corbett, yeah.
Terrible actor. And so she goes to the school. She finds out that Day, her, like, boyfriend, is in this, like, relationship with this other girl, but the other girl is like a lesbian, and like she's trying to hide from her mom that she's a lesbian, so like it's a fake relationship, but they can't tell Kitty. So then Kitty is like stressed and sad, so then like they're in love, but then also now we find out that Kitty is bisexual. Fine, great, but like now she's in love with the girl, like, and then she has another love interest. So Kitty is also an emotional terrorist. Like, she has three love interests because Day is now in love with her boyfriend. She's like, just kidding, Day. I actually love the girl you were in a secret relationship with who's also in love with this other girl. Right.
Oh, my God.
No, Jenny Han is an emotional terrorist, and that is the thesis statement on that.
Oh, my God.
And then the last
wild.
Minute of the show, the best friend of Day, the original boyfriend, looks at Kitty and is like, I'm in love with you. So it's literally terrible. Emotional terrorism 101. Jenny Han.
Was it a movie or a
show?
It
was a 10 episode show. 10. I couldn't believe it.
What airline did you fly that this is streaming?
Or did you download it? I committed to the bit.
Amazing.
I downloaded it on my fucking iPad.
If there's
bitch.
One thing about you. You're gonna binge something and you're gonna commit to it.
I'm gonna commit.
I love it.
And I committed to the bit. And
oh my god! Wow, I'm so glad that I know that about.
Now
Kitty.
I have seen every single part of the Jenny Han cinematic universe.
Kitty
and I've read
Kitty
none of the books.
Kitty, whatever Covey, like a queer icon. Who knew?
Literally.
Who knew?
Queer
Who knew?
Icon. but yeah, that was another thing that happened. So.
Oh my god.
That's
what a
that
time,
on
what
that.
A time, what a time to be alive, wow.
And I guess finally we're reaching music. Again, kind
which,
of.
Which, like, yeah, we kind of had to come back around.
Finally, our Gen Z queen, Renee Rapp, has released an album. And I feel like we have two different feelings on this album, actually.
Yeah, no, I don't dislike it. There are skips for me. But I like it. I'm excited to see her live.
Yeah, I texted Meg and I was like, this album is excellent. And when Meg responded, like, it's good, I was like, okay. Yeah, I mean, I really like it. I think it's very good.
Can I tell you kind of why?
Of course. Also, is she giving you the ick now?
No. Okay, it's not about her, and this is maybe not feminist of me, but I was gripped that day that it came out by Hozier's album. Mm. Which I think
I am not a Hozier girly.
Amazing. Well, I have become one. So no, I know. It's going to get in your rotation eventually via playlist, I feel like.
He's also playing at ACL, right?
He is. No, I am vibing with that album. I think it's really fucking good. So that was, I went to Spin that morning and I like walked to Spin and I listened to Snow Angel and I really liked it. And then on the way back, I listened to the Hozier album and I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, I mean, continue with what you were saying.
Yeah, I also think Renee, as we've been saying, like, has the pen. Like, a lot of these girlies, like, are attempting to have the pen. But I do think Renee, like, has the pen. Like, I think she actually is, like, a good songwriter. So, that's one thing. Yeah, I love Gemini Moon. I love Tummy Hurts. I love The Wedding Song. I love Snow Angel. I love So What Now. Loving Willow. I like her because I think she has like R&B influences and I think that's why I like her a lot. So I think she is chaotic and
yeah.
I worry that will give me the ick soon, but it is not currently giving me the ick, so I'm still on the Renee Rapp train. Additionally, I have been highly anticipating Victoria Monet's album release, and I just have to say that Victoria Monet is the it girl. Like, once again, speaking about people with the fucking pen, Victoria Monet has not only the pen for herself, but the pen for many hit songs that you love.
Oh my god,
she is basically Ariana Grande's songwriter. So, like, let's be so real.
People don't even know how smart she is.
Victoria Monet is just stunning. Her dancing is insane. She worked with Sean Bankhead on My Mama music video, which is getting so much hype and love, which it fucking should. Listen to the project if you haven't. It's only up from here from Victoria, another queer icon. Dated Kehlani and, like, ruined Kehlani's life. Now has a beautiful baby, like, with this man who's obsessed with her.
He's hot, too. Yeah.
The baby's so cute. Miss Hazel Monet on the album featuring fucking Earth, Wind, and Fire. Like, come the fuck on.
No, it's powerful.
Tune in.
This is the thing. It's like when people who are, like, producers and writers also, like, at their core, like, she's also a performer, but it's, like, she's got everything to back it up. It's kind of like what you're saying about Renee. It's, like, she's got the pen, right? And it's, like, you kind of look at the album, and it's, like, you know, it's, like, 1, 2, 3 people, like, she's writing with. It's that Alexander 23 person or whatever that she, like, basically produced, you know, like, he produced the whole album. And, like, I think that's good. Like, you get your collaborators and you find the people that, like, unlock that. And, like, but, yeah, Victoria Monet, just sometimes when we talk about her in the past and you're like, oh, well, she wrote this song and whatever. And it's just, like,
she's that girl.
People don't get the credit. People don't get the credit, but we know.
Additionally, pop diva Addison Rae released her EP. And there literally is a Recycle of Gaga track, like, nothing on but the radio. Literally, that song came out. Well, never came out, but Gaga wrote that song a long ass time ago, back before Just Dance. So that's how long that song has been fucking sitting. Our queen, Charli XCX, the girls are fighting. The girls are feuding.
Currently. Oh, but did you see the latest? Apparently, they've talked about it and it's fine.
Okay. Well, good. Because I love both these people deeply. Basically,
it's
Rena and Charli XCX were apparently feuding because, as we all know, our queen Charli is dating George of 1975. Their label with Maddie Healy, Rena's on the label, Dirty Hit, and Rena recently came out at her concert and was like, this trash man owned my masters. yada, yada, yada. Which, like, obviously, Rena, like, is trying to prove her point, but also she, like, knew it was going to get her promo. Like, we know how this shit works, but we stand, we stand with Rena.
The thing about Rena is that, like, Rena, like, doesn't need, like, she, like, if she left that label, like, she'd get signed by a big label in, like, 5 minutes, I feel like. Because she's got Elton John, she's got, like, Gaga friendship, like, she's, like,
she's Rena's the girl.
She's a movie star, like, she doesn't need this, so, like, free her, like, let her go, and, like, let's be done with it.
Right. So apparently, yeah, like, Charlie unfollowed Rena.
I love Charlie, but she's so immature, like.
Oh, absolutely. Even the way she exists on social media,
It's too much, like, I love her, but, like, it's just, like, relax, like, you're 30-something years old, like, grow up.
Right, literally. So they were feuding, glad they're not feuding anymore. It's just, like, insanity, like, ladies, let's not let men get between us, please. But yeah, that quite literally is all she wrote.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't really talk about Scooter, but that's just, like, everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah. I guess Scooter apparently is leaving music.
Did something bad. No, he did something bad.
No, he absolutely did something bad.
I hope it's not boring, but, like, everyone is dropping him. It's amazing.
When that comes out, we will be waiting in the wings. Nothing confirmed yet, except where everyone dropped him literally within a day. And it was very funny because it was, like, you know, the memes were very funny. But something happened. We're waiting for the Justin final announcement. And when that happens, the ball will drop, I feel.
But he's, like, lawyered up to get out of the contract.
Yeah.
Apparently. So it's, like, it's urgent. It's happening. Like, it's, and I mean, I know what you mean. It's like when it officially happens, but it's like, if you're luring up against this guy that, like, has been your manager your whole life, like, that's fucked.
Yeah. Things are happening. Things are happening with that. We are standing by. It's giving big though. It's giving bad and it's giving big.
And we'll be here to report it when it comes out.
Absolutely. Always. Okay. I thought this episode was a lot of hating on nostalgia. but honestly, people need to be better and do better. If you're gonna be nostalgic, do it better. I'm sorry, do it better. And lots of shows, things that I hope that we do see and then talk about. I really want to see Bottoms.
Yeah, let's make a plan to do that, please.
So that review potentially coming soon.
Hearing really good things about that one.
Yes, hearing great things. More things that are new that we are excited about. But yeah, more things to come. We will be back. We love you all. Thank you for listening. We hope you missed us because we missed you.
Of course we did. With all our hearts.
With all our hearts. And to round it out, I love you, Meg.
I love you, G.